Hello there, Padawans. Welcome to another episode of Holonet Live. I'm your host, Steve. Here's what's going on in the galaxy. First up, StarWars.com released a new excerpt from A Test of Courage, a new middle-grade young adult novel coming out on January 5th, 2021 by Justine Ireland. This novel is part of the High Republic novels that are coming out. This will take them back a couple centuries before the Phantom Menace, so 200 years prior. And this book focuses primarily on Vernesta Rowe, who's a young Padawan, and she's stuck with audacious tech kid Avan Staros, who's the son of an Abaster, after a galaxy-wide disaster leaves them stranded on a jungle moon. I'm not going to read the excerpt, but there's some back and forth between the two characters, and this is one of the many High Republic novels that are coming out next year, particularly exciting. Even though it's a young adult book, it'll still be cool to see what they come up with in terms of canon, what they come up with in terms of the universe. Ollie and I was just on the Ebon Hawk podcast, and we discussed some of the High Republic things and what we are looking to see. And some of the criticism so far has said that it seems vanilla in terms of the Jedi and in the information that's come out. But then again, do you think they're really gonna, you know, reveal anything spicy in terms of the High Republic at this point? Probably not. So, anyways, check this out. It's on StarWars.com. It's called A Test of Courage. It's an excerpt in an interview with the author of Justine Ireland, which is really cool. So, next up, in Luke Skywalker, or Star Wars number 5, they reveal who caught Luke's lightsaber on Cloud City. That's right. If you haven't known, Luke's lightsaber does get caught by someone. I'm not going to reveal who, but it is, I'm going to put the link in the description. You can check it out. However, it is a character that people have seen in the past, primarily in the comics. So if you're a comics reader and you haven't read Star Wars, the Star Wars series, up to number 5, go check that out. That was just recently released. But really cool stuff. You know, it was eye-opening to me. I had no clue. I wouldn't have guessed this character. So go check it out. Next, Ludwig Göransson, who did the score for The Mandalorian Season 1, is in the works of doing the score for Season 2. There's an interview on Deadline, and Ludwig Göransson talks about his experience with The Mandalorian, crafting and composing that score with the pressure and everything behind John Williams, who did the original scores for Star Wars, and that music is so iconic that, you know, he had to step up to the plate with what he created and make it unique as well. He's also received an Emmy nomination, or he won an Oscar last year for Black Panther, which is really cool. So check this interview out. It's on deadline.com. It gives a lot of insight into how he composes the music and his experiences. A wild rumor has surfaced that from LLRM Online, and in this tweet they said, I've seen reports in the past say Obi-Wan Kenobi series has a production title of Pilgrim. While this would make sense, that isn't the case. The Cassian Andor series production title is Pilgrim. Interesting. That doesn't, to everyone, that probably doesn't make sense. Pilgrim would likely fall on the shoulders of Obi-Wan Kenobi, especially at when it's taking place in terms of canon. So very interesting if that's true. So just a wild rumor at this point, just because it's not confirmed, but they cover all sorts of films, TV, comics, it's Star Wars and more, so it could be credible. I just have a hard time believing that Pilgrim would be represented for Cassian Andor, which is supposed to be a spy thriller, and not necessarily Pilgrim in a sense represents more of like a religious connotation. So very interesting. I'll let you digest what that means, but we'll see going forward. And last but not least, there was an interview with the Project Ragtag producer, who claims that the canceled EA game would have been the best Star Wars game ever made. So the interview is with Minimax, ex-Visceral Games producer Zach Mumbach. He shed some details about the EA project, which he thought was a well-crafted 12-hour experience, and that EA apparently pushed it down because it was they were trying to get away from the single-player experiences. But then, you know, years later, they released Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which is a single-player experience. So very interesting. Go check that out on IGN. There's a whole video on it. I'm not going to dive into too much more details, but that's the basic gist of it, which is interesting, especially given the state of the video games of the Star Wars franchise, especially with EA. There's a lot of criticisms with on the Disney aspect of things with the Star Wars franchise, but there's a lot of criticisms. I know Ollie and I have dived into that on the EA side in terms of video games. We haven't really gotten much to speak of besides Fallen Order in video games, and EA has stated this year that they're going to be doubling down on Star Wars video games. So with Star Wars Squadrons coming out, which is highly anticipated, hopefully there's something else on the horizon. There's also been speculation on Fallen Order 2 coming out as a sequel. So we'll see what happens there, but very intriguing given that they did release Jedi Fallen Order, which was a single player, and this project was specifically single player. So other than that, that wraps up another episode of Holonet Live. Thank you for joining me. As always, find us on Instagram at The Padawans, and also subscribe to any of our podcasting streaming services, Spotify, iTunes, Google, Anchor, and also we're on YouTube and Twitch as The Padawans. We always stream our podcasts on Twitch, and then we post them later on YouTube, so along with other content-filled videos of Star Wars. So other than that, catch you later, Padawans.